The first pattern I want to share with you today involves using three lines right next to one another so that it almost forms a square. And then you're going to add another set of lines right next to it. And then you continue adding random sets of lines in groups of three. You want to be careful to randomize the angles, and you really want to try hard to fill in the space. So this might take a little practice, but it's worth learning. It's a fun pattern, and it looks fantastic once it's complete. The second pattern I want to share with you today is nothing more than a series of spirals. Since we're trying to fit the spirals together, I prefer to draw them from the outside in. I find it easiest to fit them together, drawing them from the outside in. Experiment with different size spirals to see which ones you like best. You might even want to try working with small and large spirals combined together. This next pattern requires the use of a temporary grid. I'm drawing five columns and five rows so that I have squares evenly placed. I'm going to fill each square with lots of parallel lines close together. You'll notice that I'm skipping over. That's because I want to change the direction and use horizontal lines every other. Don't go too fast, or you might make a mistake. I really like this pattern. For this last pattern, we're also going to use some temporary pencil. Feel free to erase the pencil later on once the ink has dried. I'm going to start by drawing half of a circle. Then I'm just going to continue drawing that same half circle. Next, I'm going to put that same half circle on top. You'll notice that it's the same half circle, but shifted. We're not done yet. We're going to repeat these half circles inside one another. For maximum neatness and precision, make sure you're using the same amount of lines in each half circle.